This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is going to be a big week for corporate earnings, too. Not just economic data this week, but corporate earnings as well. There's big tech coming, pharmaceuticals, also cars. GM comes out tomorrow. Ford is on Wednesday, then Apple on Thursday. Yes, that Apple. You might have missed it, but last month, the company announced a new and improved version of something called Apple CarPlay. Instead of just connecting with your car stereo over Bluetooth, the update would let Apple's operating system basically take over your dashboard. Marketplace's Matt Levin explains why that's a pretty big deal for Apple and for the car companies.
Apple wants to tell you how much gas you have, how fast you're going, basically be the operating system for your car. Dan Ives tracks Apple for Wedbush Securities.
Auto is a massive industry for Apple because it's just a further expansion of their ecosystem. Their goal is to be more and more entrenched in consumers' life.
And Apple is pretty good at sleek, intuitive software design. Car makers, though?
I'll be honest, some are really good at software implementation. Some are really bad at software implementation.
Thomas Hundle is a journalist with The Autopian. If you've ever felt you needed a PhD to understand your dashboard, you know what he's talking about. But Hundle does fear a future when the drive to pick up your kid from soccer practice is sponsored by Dick's Sporting Goods.
Everybody's looking to monetize these digital dashboards. Will you soon be seeing ads in your vehicle? Like, imagine how much that would suck.
To be clear, Hundle is talking about digital dashboards generally, not Apple's version. Apple famously makes more money off hardware than ads. But driver data is incredibly valuable, and car makers don't really want to hand it over to Silicon Valley, says Carla Bailo with the Center for Automotive Research.
Driving behavior, usage behavior, meaning what are you using while you're in the car? What are you listening to?
All of that can be monetized, and the car companies would rather be the ones doing the monetizing. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.